Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Smiley is now. So in joining us in the studio is Brian Greene, professor of mathematics and physics at Columbia University, who has teleported himself down here from Columbia University from uptown. Or did you just take a cab?
I just took a cab. I wish I could have teleported.
Yes. Well, Brian Greene, of course, knows everything about physics. He actually wears a sign on his shirt, "Ask me about super string theory." Best-selling author, explains to us everything from expanding universes to quantum mechanics. And Brian, I'm going through my issue of the journal Science, okay, and here's this article, "Quantum Teleportation Between Distant Matter Qubit." It's published this week in the journal Science. It talks about teleportation, and of course I'm thinking, beam me up, Scotty, get me around the traffic jam, take me down to the planet. But in fact, teleportation is actually something that relates very directly to quantum theory. What have they demonstrated in this paper?
Well, what they've done in this paper is demonstrated that you can actually take information that's located at one point and cause it to reappear at a distant point, strangely enough, without actually traveling between the two points.
So quantum theory, of course, creates this ambiguity between the hard matter, you know, that we think of as, you know, atoms and molecules, and this sort of ethereal sort of information quality of matter, which isn't maybe hard, but if it moves from place to place, it actually has properties that suggest things like teleportation. How important is this discovery?
Well, it's very important, and it really carries on a series of discoveries that take us all the way back to the early part of the 20th century, mm-hmm. where we learn that to describe how small things operate, atoms, molecules, subatomic particles, we need a whole new framework. The ideas of Newton just don't work when you apply them to small things. Newton works well for baseballs, for right. planets, for stars, but his math just fails when you apply it to tiny things.
Can we just back up just a little bit? When you say information from A to Z and skipping all the letters in between, what do you mean information? Are you talking about things? Are you talking about those molecules? Are you talking about what? I mean, I sent an email from this computer. It ends up in my cousin's in Nigeria.
Well,
it's not going through anything. It's just sort of flipping over.
Well, in every more familiar context where something travels from one point to another, it has to traverse the intervening space. You know, you throw a baseball from first base to third base, it goes across the field. But one of the weirdnesses of quantum physics, really discovered by Albert Einstein, is that there's a way in which two distant objects can correlate their behaviors. They can act identically without communicating in any conventional sense. So the example that perhaps brings it home, if you have a pair of dice,
right.
you throw one in Las Vegas, the other in Atlantic City, you expect the numbers to come up randomly, 3 in Las Vegas, you know, 4 in Atlantic City, and so forth. If you have a pair of quantum dice and you throw them in exactly the same way, they can be set up so that if it comes out 1 in Las Vegas, it'll come out 1 in Atlantic City.
Hmm.
4 in Las Vegas, 4 in Atlantic City. They correlate their behaviors without there being any communication in any conventional sense between them.
All right, so let me quiz you here, or let me get myself quizzed here. Professor, I'm doing my orals now, all right? Does that mean that quantum theory suggests that matter is actually interacting in a way that doesn't require space, and if that's the case, we can somehow utilize that interaction as a way to go from here to there without actually having to travel?
Yeah, A plus. I mean, that's exactly how I would summarize it. What we learn from quantum physics is that space is not what we think it is, right? Space is normally that which creates separation and independence. Quantum physics can bridge space in a way where objects that are far apart act as though they are next to each other.
Okay, so does this paper suggest a way in which distant pieces of matter can actually use that sort of theoretical quantum interaction network to get from point A to point B?
Yes, that's basically right. So I should say that there are previous works which already showed that this phenomenon of quantum teleportation, where distant objects make use of this connection to allow information to go from place to place instantaneously, this paper shows that you can do it with atoms, where previously it was really done with photons or individual particles like electrons.
So we're working up.
It scales it up, and it also makes the distance between the objects larger. Previously it had been done for objects quite close together. These atoms are a meter apart, which on the scale of atoms is huge.
A meter apart for atoms, that's big.
That's like a universe.
So molecules is next. Then you could get to something maybe as big as Adora's shoes.
Well, that's the natural question.
Pair. Just one pair.
Well, that's the natural question. If you can teleport information that's stored in an atom to another distant atom, can you scale it up and really do what they did in Star Trek? Can you beam, you know, Kirk from the planet? And unfortunately, I just don't see any way that these approaches can be scaled up to the level of people. It's just too complicated.
Right. Well, that's a big, big step for another paper. Brian Greene, thanks so much for helping to explain that to us. Teleportation. He's a professor of mathematics and physics at Columbia University, best-selling author. Brian, thanks for teleporting yourself into the studio.
Thank you.
Be gone, sir.
Do something.
We are, Doctor. Cross-circuiting to A.